Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Bulamu bugambo butya.
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Wewaawo Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Yes, God is good all the time.
Era obulamu ba bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
And life is good all the time.
Kubanga mu Yokaana 14:6.
For because John 14:6.
Mukama Katonda waffe yekuwa obulamu n'amazima.
The Lord our God is the way, the truth, and the life.
Iraba mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
And he is good all the time.
Tumwebaze yajjanjaba obunafu bw'embiri gyaffe.
We thank him who treats our body weakness.
Ebiro byaffe byokubeera ku nsi eno.
In our season of being on this world.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
N'omusumba wa Bible.
And our Bible reader Teacher Jacob.
Tubaagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mulinnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus,
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu,
Son of the living God,
sida mbuweerezo bw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
we base in the ministry of the full knowledge of God,
eranga buli international,
and it's international,
tugenda maso kwaniriziri omulembo mpya,
and we move on to welcome you to the new generation,
ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
which has the full knowledge of God,
n'ekitiibwa kye,
and his glory,
okuwa okutuusa ku bulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo,
lead you to life eternal,
nga bwe tuzze tukutegeeza,
just as we've come telling you,
timukosia nyamukaaga,
that in those air four six.
Abantu bakatonda bazikira lwa kubula kumanya.
God's people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Irango kumanya oko.
And that knowledge.
Kwe kubikulibwa okuva mu sana gwe kigambo kya Katonda.
It's the revelation coming from light of the word of God.
Sinzira kwe bibi biri mu ngere sura bimu omwenda.
According to those Proverbs 29:18. Verse 18.
Na yate mu Yokaana isura eri ye 17.
Yet still in John chapter 17. Verse 3.
Obulamu obutagwaawo.
Eternal life.
Kwe kumanya Katonda mu amazima.
It's to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus is sent.
Kwaniriza.
That's why I move on to welcome you onto the new generation,
ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde,
which has the full knowledge of God,
n'ekitiibwa kye,
and his glory,
okwongera okutuusa ku bulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo,
will reach you to life eternal,
nga bwe kyasu ng'omulembe ogwe gwasuubizibwa,
as the generation which was promised,
mu Zaburi 78,
in the Psalm 78,
olw'omukaaga paka olw'omunaana,
verse 6 up to 8,
yes, yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
tukulemberamu okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna,
we lead the worldwide call,
okuyitibwa Katonda kw'azasuubiza ensi zonna,
God is worldwide promised call,
okuva ku lubereberye,
right from the beginning,
okusinziira mu Isaiah sura 41,
based in Isaiah chapter 78,
kusinira mu Isaya namwemu olunyo lwokuna,
according to Isaiah 41 verse 4,
Katonda we yayita emirembe gyonna okuva ku lubereberye,
God called generations from the beginning,
era yatuyita okukola naye omulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazingawo ensi,
and he called to work with him in his final work on this planet earth,
n'ekigendo eky'okuziza basitaani okufuula ensi eno nga Sodomu ne Gomora,
with the intention of withering devils turn this world as Sodom and Gomorrah,
ebyo ebiri mu Isaya sura 9,
those in the in Isaiah was in Romans chapter 9, from verse 28-29. Praise Jesus much. And this work is going to be so easy for us,
because
it's the revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last, on this planet earth. And that revival is being done through restoring gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And that we are to do it passing through God's heavenly government on earth, together with its central government, this government and the governments of the earth. Even today we want to move you on in the sixth part, as we move on, get explained, in God's heavenly government on the earth, even its central government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now in this our sixth part,
department, we
head on to look and see the seventh department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
bamalayika abatukuvu ku nsi.
Is the department of the holy angels on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Yatuwaniridde n'okutuuka leero.
He has upheld us up to today.
Era katwongera omuwe ekifo ekisooka mu masikati gaffe.
Give him the first place in our midst.
Wamu n'ekigambo kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Together with his word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yatulekerwa n'okutuuka ku nkomerero.
Who has left us to reaching the end.
Wamu n'ejjira bamalayika lyayise nalyo.
Even armies of angels passed with.
Okutuwaniriranga leero.
To uphold us as today. As we move on. With this our sixth part.
Of
God's heavenly government on the earth. Together with its central government. God's government in the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this part. We've told you we move on with the seventh department.
Government ya Katonda.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth. And this department, it's the department of holy angels on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We thank God that we have come seeing departments we finished before. We began with the department of the Holy Church of God on the earth. The body of Christ. The holy ones on the earth. We move to the second department. Of the deacons and the bishops. We move to the third department. And we saw the judges. Department of the judges of God on this earth.
Both
judges of church on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then it was a department.
And we move to the fourth department of the elders of the church.
It was a department.
We move to the fifth department. Our brethren, the musicians. Who lead us to worship God in the spirit and truth. And we winded with the sixth department. Department of the priests of God on the earth. Responsible to manifest God in his fullness on the earth.
Tumanyisa Katonda baleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
As they bring the full knowledge of God and his glory. As we heard.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Naye department eno gye twolekedde
eyomusanvu. Seventh department we are headed into.
Eya government ya Katonda yomuguru ku nsi.
Of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department eya bamalayika.
Department of the angels. Department of the holy angels on the earth.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. What you need to first know of it.
Department
the department of the holy angels of God on the earth.
Department government ya Katonda yomuguru ku nsi.
Seventh department on God's heavenly government on the earth.
Awamu ne department
together with the eighth department.
Department yomoyo mutukuvu ku nsi.
Department of the Holy Spirit on the earth.
Department zino.
This department.
Ziretebwa ku nsi.
They are brought on this earth.
Wa department yomukaga.
By the sixth department.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Ye department yaba kabona abayigiriza.
Department of the teaching priests.
Nabi bavunanyizibwa okulabisa.
And they are one responsible to manifest the angels in the five departments above. Even to manifest the Holy Spirit in His fullness. In the departments we've seen above. Praise Jesus
much.
As it is in the second Chronicles. Chapter 15. In the verse 3. And he says like this.
Ebyo mirembe ekyo kubiri esule ye 15 no lunyiriri olokusatu.
Second Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Ere biro bingi Isiraeli ngatalina Katonda wa mazima. Eranga talina kabona ayigiriza. Eranga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to 2 Chronicles, that chapter 15, verse 3. A long time Israel, all the church, together with the real in the world, and they had not a true God, for lacking a teaching priest. For God who teaches,
he's
based within a teaching priest and is manifest on this earth, even his fullness, the full knowledge of God and his glory. As the
year in Isaiah
48, verse 17. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17.
Bwati wayogera mukama omununuzi wo omutukuvu wa Isirayiri, tinze mukama katonda wo akuyigiriza okugasa akulembera mukubo lyobo yitamu.
Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you connect 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3,
that
a long time there was not a true God, because there was not a teaching priest. Even Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, that God is God to teach us to profit. It is to mean that God appears through the teaching priest and he moves on to teach the world his presence, even his fullness. As we first saw in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, and he says like this.
2 Corinthians
chapter 5, verse 19.
Nti Katonda yali mu Kristo ng'atabaganya ensi naye yennyini, ng'atababalira byonoono byabwe, era nga yatuteresa ffe ekigambo eky'okutabaganya.
That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verses
20.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So Katonda okulabikira mu department ya bakabona.
So God to appear through the department of the priests.
Alioke abiri Katonda ayigirizo okugasa.
That he will be God who teaches how to profit.
Ngaita mbakabona abayigiriza.
As he passed through the teaching priests.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. It means that even departments which help, like the department of the Holy Spirit, that we shall see the eighth that we see ahead. Even this department we see now of the holy angels,
it's
manifested by the teaching priest. Because in John, John chapter 14, verse 26, the Holy Spirit, he comes on behalf of the Father and for the word, manifests in these priests, and then he teaches how to profit. Let's read we here. John chapter 14, verses 26.
Na yomubezi, omoyo mutukufu, chitange gwari tumamulinya liyange, oyaliba yigiriza vyonna, aliba jukiza vyonna vyonna bagamba.
But the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, Whatsoever I have said unto you, praise Jesus much. Because we saw that in the Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse
3,
for a long time the true God had not been manifest for lacking a teaching priest. We say that the teaching priest, as he appears when God the Father who teaches is within him.
According
to what we've seen, Isaiah 48, verse
17.
He said, I am going to teach you how to profit. Show you the way you should go. Praise Jesus much. For we have proved.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. And God is in these ambassadors. Basing a department of teaching priests and he reconciles with the world. But in that we understood
department
that department which will be the eighth of the Holy Spirit
is
what represents God the Father and the Word within the teaching priests. John chapter 14, verses 26. That the spirit of truth, when he will come, he will guide you into all truth. He will teach you.
He will come
teaching just as the Father is. And even reminds you all the truth. Now this one, the Holy Spirit, the one who cometh with the seventh department that we are studying of now, of the holy angels, for them to come to involve themselves among those who teach, according to those in Daniel chapter 10, verse 20 to 21, where angel Gabriel said, speak to prophet Daniel that I will show you that noted in the scriptures of truth. Let's read we here.
Daniel yesule yekumi nolo nyiriri olama kumi yaviri.
Daniel chapter 10 and the verse 20.
Nalioka yogeranti omanche mvude njija joli. Nekakano nadayo okulana no mulangira webu Perusi. Erabu endivayo laba. Omulangira webu yonani alija.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21.
So wali alikuruyirwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wa mwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department ene yomukaga,
the sixth, seventh department, this seventh department of God is heavenly government on the earth, department of holy angels on the earth. According to those you've heard in the Daniel 10, verse 20 to 21, them to join on the sixth department of teaching priests, and they to come to increase on teaching and doing different works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they stand much to see that the priest, they get so perfected very well.
According
to those in Zechariah chapter 3, in the verse 1, they are spoken of like this. Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1.
Kabona asingo bukuru nga imiride mumaso ga malaika wa mukama ne setani nga imiride kumukono guo gwadio abo nti abo mulabe we.
And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him.
Hey.
Yes.
Umanyi singa department ene
No, let me say, if the sixth department we saw, God is heavenly government on the earth,
department
of the priests, teaching priests,
mukulabisa Katonda,
in manifesting God, it reveals His fullness.
Department
if it's not helped on with this seventh department of the holy angels, the devils can affect us so much. Because they seek, at least you have any blemish on yourself. Yet you must be holy and perfected because you have to manifest God.
So
any teaching priest, the rightful one of the teaching God, if he will manifest God and he will manifest His fullness, still he must manifest His presence. When he passed through the department of holy angels, they must be working with him,
that
they will be manifesting all the departments above. But if it's not that, if they are not working with us,
can
I choose the entire church as you see of today?
Yes,
praise Jesus. As you see all the seasons back we've passed through, that because this department of the priests, the sixth department we saw,
you've
had to be supported by the seventh department,
department
of the holy angels on the earth. When it was beaten
at the
beginning of Eddie up to today, indeed it's hard to see an angel on this earth walking by feet. Even seeing him in a dream is not easy. For the department which was to manifest these angels, it's of the priest, manifest department of angels on the earth, and he spread the whole church serving together with it. And they have saved us from accusation of the evil Satan. Satan would have put a lot of accusations. They have corrupted most ministers of the Lord over foolish things of going under the ocean. Ezekiel 27 says verse
1
to 5. And they connive with Satan and his fallen angels to go under the earth,
underground bankers.
In the underground bankers,
those
spoken of in Isaiah 29, verse 15 downwards, even to connect with fallen angels who appear as angels of light in the principalities in the airspace, spoken of Ephesians 2 verse
1
to 3. Now the problem is so big that this department we study of now, of the holy angels of God on the earth, it can never get a camping on the earth even to help well the church of God until department of the priests is there. Let's move on. In Zechariah we hear
Zekaria esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwokubiri.
Zechariah chapter 3 verses 2.
Mukama anagamba Setani nti, Mukama akunenye gwe Setani. Wewao, Mukama yerobozeza Yerusalemu akunenye. Oyo sitya kisirize kyakwa kukolibwa muliro.
And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan, even the Lord that is chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Yes. Angel of the Lord through him manifested the Lord himself. And the Holy Spirit blessed him, say, Lord rebuke you. Now Satan to put a lot of accusations. There are those two can put upon him a great accusation. The angels who know of him well, the holy angels. And the holy angels have helped us on the fallen angels.
who
appear as demons of the clans, who are known as the aliens. For in the fight of chasing them from heaven, they divided themselves. In the Revelations 12, verses 7 to
10,
for there happened a war in heaven. Angel Michael with his army, as they fought the dragon Satan,
the
serpent with its angels, them two fought back, and they cast them from heaven, and they could not remain with the space anywhere. Now it means,
department,
department of holy angels, they know well fallen angels, those who are on the world, who appear angels of light appear to the world and trouble it. And who appear as demons of clans. They are known as aliens in the different nations. Right from different planets. Friends, this affected us much. Because the 6th department we saw last time of the priests, for it not existing, it brought a problem on the 7th department of the holy angels on the earth. Let's move on. Zechariah, we see.
Zechariah, esule yokusatu, noru nyiriri orokusatu.
Zechariah chapter 3 and the verse 3.
Era Yosua, yaya yamba dengo yezeko, na imirida mumaso ga malaika.
Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. Verse 4.
Naddamu n'agamba abo abaali bayimiridde mu maaso ge, n'ayogera nti, mumwambuleko engoye ezeko. N'agamba Yosuwa nti, laba, nkuyisizzaako obubi bwo. Nange nakwambaza ebyambalo ebitenkanika.
And he answered, spoke unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused your iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe you with rich apparel. Verse 5.
Ninjogera nti bamutikire ku mutwe gwe ekirembe kitukula. Awo ne bamutikira ku mutwe gwe ekirembe kitukula, ne bamwambaza engoye. Malaika wa Mukama nayimirira awo.
And I said, let them set a clean turban upon his head. So they set a clean turban upon him, his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Yes. The priests. And the angels, there's no way you separate them. If you separated with the angels, we know you have a problem. Because the teaching priests, the 6th department we saw last time, because the 7th department of angels come on the earth, and the best that was spread in the church, in the 5 departments we first saw, where there is that of the church, where there is that of deacon and bishops, where there is of the judges, where there is the brethren, the musicians, where there is the elders, elders of Church of God, even our brethren musicians. Now it was so hard to manifest for the 6th department of the teaching priests, the one who manifests 7th department of the angels. It was so hard. That's why they reached a time he said, perhaps angels stopped working. But him, Satan knew it. That if you've taken away the praise, angels, it will be hard for them to manifest. But they are there to manifest the presence of God. Just as you see, the 8th department of the Holy Spirit. Let's move on in Zechariah.
Zechariah, esule yokusatu, noru nyiriri olomukaga.
Zechariah chapter 3, verse 6.
Malaika wa Mukama, nalabula nyo Yosua. ngayogera.
And the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, Verse 7.
Ntibwati wayogera mukama weje, ntibonotambuliranga makubo gange, era byenkutira bono binywezanga. Kale nawe enyumba yango onagisaliranga omusango. N'empya zange onozikumanga. Era ndikuwa ekifo ekyokusemberamu. Mubanno abayimiridde.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then you shall also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give you places to walk among these that stand here. Yes. The angel of the Lord told him, God has told you one thing. If you keep yourself holy even in his ways, and watch over his courts, his presence.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esura ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 15.
Awo omuddu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba, ejje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bizingizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, zitusanze mukama wange, tunaakola tutya?
And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an army compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Praise Jesus much.
2
Kings chapter 6 verse 15. It shows that there were those who had attacked Israel. They attacked Israel targeting prophet Elisha then. But the next verse shows prophet Elisha had already been surrounded by angels encamped around him. Prophet Elisha, they were not just mere prophets. Those were priests you hear of in their generations. Let's read we here.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esura ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 16.
Naddamu nti totya, kubanga abali naffe banji okusinga abali nabo.
And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Yes. Prophet Elisha told him that those wizards who have attacked us, those in them, they are few, more than those with us, that those who had attacked, as the world and the wizard good life is, among them were fallen angels, the demons. Yet he told him, fear not, those with us, they are far more than those with them. Thousands of angels that are camped around them, according to the verse 17.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esura ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'15.
2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17.
Erisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, mukama wange, nkwegayiridde, omuzibula amaaso ge alabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba, awo laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man. And he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Yes.
Department.
You see how their department is present?
Invisible world.
It is present in the invisible world. We shall start of the invisible world when we shall broaden this department. For them, their department. It's not that we shall make an office for it. And who will sit in it, those visible?
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
Because
we put the sixth department of the priests. If he has appeared, at least he goes in those.
or
even in the others as he wills.
But their
department is in the invisible world, yet it's there on the earth.
Do you read
it well, 2 Kings chapter 6, starting from verse 17 downwards? Have you seen it?
Katibano.
Now these ones. At the beginning of Eddie day, we are still there. But when you read the
Acts,
the priests were still there. Sure. When you read Acts, you see the priests were still there. And that's why you see in the book of Revelation, they say, send them to the seven angels of the seven churches. They were still encamped there. My God, we got a problem. Lord, thanks for redeeming us. My goodness. Let's read Revelations and we see.
Okubikulirwa esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Revelations chapter 1, verses 19.
Kale wandiika ky'olabye n'ebiriwo n'ebigenda okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Write the things which you have seen and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven gold lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw as seven churches. Yes. He told him seven angels of the seven churches.
Where is
that of Ephesus and the others? But them too, they passed, they no more there. Priests of them were one who first disappeared.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But the department of the angels, it's so great. Yet what surprises most,
that
cannot be manifest when there is no department of the teaching priests.
So
if the priests are responsible to manifest God and to reveal his fullness, it's the full knowledge of God and his glory. Those who help him that he manifests openly in working, they are angels, together with the Holy Spirit, in the eighth department that we shall see. For when you look to Judges, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, he speaks saying like this. Judges chapter 2 from verse 1.
Ne malaika wa Mukama nave Girugali nayambuka Ebokim. Nayogera nti nabalinyisa okuva mu nsi ye Misiri. Nembaleta mu nsi gye nalayirira bajjajjammwe. Nenjogera nti sirireka ndagaano yange gye nalagaana nammwe.
And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and have brought you, and have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
Yes,
two, praise Jesus much. When the angel of the Lord came down, God is the one who spoke within him. I brought you from the land of Egypt.
So
brethren,
department
that the sixth department we saw of last time in manifesting God on the earth, they must work with this department we study of today. Department of holy angels on the earth. For these holy angels, they work in the real department which manifests the presence of God physically.
mukumuyigirizibwa ne mumumanya n'obujjuvu
besides being taught of him and we know him in his fullness
naye mukukola kwe n'emirimu gye gyonna
but in all his working with all his works
bamalayika balina okubeeramu
angels have to be involved
kubanga bamalayika
because the angels
batumibwa okuweereza
they are sent to minister
abagenda okusikira obulokozi
to serve those to inherit salvation
era babaweereza nga batuukiriza ekigambo kya katonda
and serve them as they fulfill the word of God
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So kitegeeza nti singa babeera tebalabise obuweereza bwa Katonda obulabikako buyinza okuba obuzibu.
It means if they have not manifested the ministry of God which can be seen, it may be a problem to see it.
Kubanga kibava bava ne mu invisible world gye bateeka department yabo.
That's why they come even from invisible world where they put their department.
Ne batuuka n'okulabisibwa mu lwatu gye tuli.
And they reach to appear physically to us.
Ne bakola okuwonya okw'olwatu.
And they do the physical healings.
N'okuzza obuggya n'okuzuukiza.
Even to revive and to restore.
N'okuyigiriza ekkanisa.
Even to teaching the church.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ayogera mu Zaburi eya 13:20
For he speaks in Psalms 103 verse 20.
Ngayogera ngagamba bwa.
He speaks saying like this.
Zaburi esura 13 n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
Psalms 103 verses 20.
Mumwebaze mukama mwe bamalayika be. Mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye. Ngamuulire eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength and that do his commandments. Hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Yes, you have been
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Ndi ba malaika batekebwa naboku abazira abamanyi.
That angels are put there the mighty ones.
Abatukirize ekigambo kya Katonda.
Fulfill the word of God.
Aba ulire dobozi lye ekigambo kya.
As they hearken to the voice of his word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So ba malaika bano.
So these angels.
Babirawo nabo okutukirize ekigambo kya Katonda.
They are there to fulfill the word of God.
Nabagenda maso n'okuweereza abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
As they go to minister to those who inherit salvation.
Eranga bagenda maso.
As they move on.
N'okuweereza amu nabagenda okusikira obulokozi.
To serve together with those who inherit salvation.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bosoma mu Bebulani esura ene soko nyole 13.
Read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
Bakolwe 14.
Up to 14.
Webati batumibwa okujja gye tuli.
This is how they are sent to come to us.
Abebulania esura esoka n'olunyiriri olwe 13.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti, tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo. Okutuusa lwe ndifuula abalabebo entebe y'ebigere ebyo.
But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool?
Olunyole 14.
Verse 14.
Bonna sije emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Are they not all ministering spirits? Set forth to minister them who shall be heirs of salvation. Yes.
Bebulaniye nesuleswa 13:14.
Hebrews 1:13-14.
Ekulaga ntiba malaika bonaje emyo ekitumibwa.
All angels are spirits sent.
Ogera kuba malaika abatukufu.
We speak of the holy angels.
Abavira damu kibuga kya Katonda Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Come right from city of God Jerusalem of heaven.
Batumibwa okujja okuweereza ffe abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
And they sent come minister to us to inherit salvation.
Ero buweereza bwabwe.
And their ministration.
Babukola nga batukiriza Zaburi 13.
They do it fulfilling Psalms 103. Verse 20.
Nga bo bazira abamanyi.
And they are the mighty ones.
Abatukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Who fulfill the word of God.
Abawulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Hearken to the voice of his word.
Wabula okujja kwabwe.
But they are coming.
Bakampinga ku nsi.
They encamp on this earth.
Olwa department yabakabona abayigiriza
because of the department of the teaching priests
but anwo kulabika mwabo bonna abagendo sikira obulokozi
that they begin to appear in all boasts to inherit salvation
eranja galo kugamba
and I want to tell you
ndinga mukama akusonze mu olugalo okubera kabona ayigiriza
God has pointed a figure and you be a teaching priest
bora bwetukutuma obabo otumibwa kuchalo
when we are sent you or you are sent in the village you
sit abantu bayino kulaba kuba malaika
those people have to see of angels
Museyo moyo ne yobuliwo
in the spiritual and the physical world.
Wakiri okusoka munsi yo moyo
at least first in the spiritual world.
Eranga bana bikambuwerezo bwokuyigiriza
and appear in the administration of teaching.
Obwokuonya
of healing.
Obwokulwana entale zo moyo
fighting spiritual wars.
Nokulagirira
even to directing them.
Baita ba guardian angels.
Those they call guardian angels.
Kati bwe bakulema okulabisa.
Now when they fail you manifest them.
Tosubira nti ojalabisa omwoyo omutukufu.
Don't expect to manifest the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ye department y'omunaana gituja okulaba.
The eighth department we shall see.
Kubanga yo oba olina omulabisa.
For it to you have to manifest him.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukubikulirwa esuleni ya 22.
In the Revelation chapter 22.
Onyoro musanvu pakulu omunaana.
Verses 7 to 8.
Ekirabisa bamalayika bano bagenda maso kola na.
What?
Ne bakabona abayigiriza.
Cause angels manifest move on work with the teaching priest.
Then bakole mu department zonna zitwarabye waggulu.
And then they work in all departments we saw above.
Nti tuba tunywerede ku kigambo.
That we have held on the words.
Oba ku bigambo byo mu kitabo kya Mukama.
Or on the words of the book of the Lord.
Ku ofisi y'abakabona etuyigiriza Katonda omulamu.
On the office of the priest teaching us the living God.
Atusome tuwulire.
Let us read we hear.
Okubikulirwa esuula y'22 n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Revelation chapter 22 from verse 7.
Kubikulirwa 22 olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelation 22 from verse 7.
Era laba njija mangu. Aweereddwa omukisa omuntu, aweereddwa omukisa akwata ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino.
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Verse 8.
Nange Yokaana nze nawulira nendaba bino. Bwe nawulira nendaba, nenfunamu okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika andaga bino.
And I, John, saw the things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me the things.
Olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Verse 9.
Nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino. Sinza Katonda.
Then said he unto me, see you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book. Worship God.
Hey.
Yes.
Omanyi bano bonna abatume.
You know all these the apostles.
Basinga kubo batuka ko office y'obwakabona.
Most of them reached to the office of the priest.
Wa malaika Gabriel yagamba omutume Yokaana okubikulira.
Angel Gabriel told Apostle John of Revelation.
Sinda mukubikulira biri mubiri.
God in Revelation 22.
Roma sampa ko romwe.
Verses 7 to 9.
Na mugamba kubanga nze ndi muddu muno opereza nawe.
I am your fellow servant. I
minister with you. Bonna ntubuna nimbaganda wo bonna.
All your brethren be spread in them.
Abakwate ebigambo byo mukitabo kino.
Keep the words of this book.
Kutandikira mmwe bakabona ntubuna.
From you the priests we spread.
Mubonna abakwate ebigambo byo mukitabo kino. Etu kuvu ekya Katonda omulamu.
Keep the words of this holy book of the living God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Mutufu
indeed.
Government ya Katonda yo muguru kunsike etandike.
God is heavenly government on earth, let it start.
Mubutongole mwaka 2022.
Officially the year 2022.
Wankubadenga gambi.
Even though I told you.
Ti yali ekolo okubambiro byonne bya BC.
It was working throughout its seasons of BC.
Yesu yali ngatana kuzaliwa kunsi.
Before the birth of Christ on the earth.
Wamuda yali no kutandika mbutongole.
But it had to begin officially.
Kutandiko ya AD.
At the beginning of AD.
Oluvanyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Basitani ne banguyira nnyo.
And the devils quickly
okukyankalanya gavumenti ya Katonda yo muguru
kunsi. To mess up God's heavenly government on the earth.
Awamu ne gavumenti ya yo masekati.
Together with its central government.
Gavumenti ya Katonda mu gavumenti z'okunsi.
God's government in the governments of the earth.
Era kye basinga okukwata ko mu gavumenti ya Katonda yo muguru kunsi.
What the most touched on God's heavenly government on the earth.
Ye department yeyo eyabakabona abayigiriza.
It's the department of the teaching priests.
Kubanga department yemu.
For it's the same department.
Era bisa department y'abamalayika kunsi.
Which manifests department of angels on the earth.
Era bisa department yomoyo mtu kumbujuvu kunsi.
And the manifest department of Holy Spirit in the fullness on the earth.
Kasitaba atabulao byonane bitabuka bulungi.
When they messed up there, everything God messed up.
Ni mukama mulungi.
But God is good.
Yasubiza mu Mathayo 17.
Promised in Matthew 17.
Ule 10 na urumu.
Verse 11.
Jeria bwarije alibikomyao byonane.
When Elijah will come and restore back all things.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kugambye mukama mulungi kisera kyonna.
God is good all the time.
Kubanga yasubiza Mathayo 17:11.
Promise Matthew 17 verse 11.
Mazimeria alijera aliza byonno.
Elijah will come and he will restore all things back.
Akatto ulira bwabizzo obujjera.
Don't you hear him restore all things? What do you hear?
Ulinda ki? Uchalinda ekirala.
You still wait for another?
So ne department ene yaba malaika.
So even this department of angels.
Ya government yakati ndiyo muguru ku usi.
God is even the government of the earth.
Department yaba malaika.
Department of angels.
Nayo yemu kuzikomeze dua mwangu
da. One of those which have been restored quickly.
Era omuntu yenna abadde no bwereza bwo kumanya katondo okujjudde.
Any person who's been minister of the full knowledge of God.
Era oyo yanirizi bwe omule mpyo gwino okumanya katondo okujjudde ekitiibwa
kye. We've come to the generation with the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Emu kubye tusoko okunyumira biba malaika
wa. Some of the things we first enjoy are the angels. Angels here.
Ne tudako moyo mutukufu.
And we next enjoy the Holy Spirit.
Kubira kwa katona kujula mufene wewe.
The presence of God fills in us you wonder.
Tujuzibwo obujuvo bwa katona.
We get filled of fullness of God.
Kumanya katondo kujude ne chitiwa.
The full knowledge of God and his glory.
Kubino mukwori sebweyo ba malaika abadoni ba Michael
and John Angel Abaddon Michael and the
Gabriel abe bipima basawo
bi. Those of the scales the doctors.
Nawe tewebuza kiri ku kinaye.
You two don't ask what is it up to?
Kiri ku office yo bwakabona.
It's up to the office of the priest.
Atisinze nakiteka mmwaje mmwabwa.
You put it upon your mouth.
Enna uliranga mugamba kabona.
But I used to hear you say priest.
Nena mwete mwama nyanga lwachi muchu.
But you never knew why you spoke that. But I think now you know.
Okuyita ba malaika okujja okulabika.
Calling angels to come manifest.
Tubalinze ko mulwatu babadde balinda tumalusomesa ensonga za government.
Openly they have been waiting us teach these issues of the government.
Mwaka 2022 batambule mulwatu.
Yeah, 2020 they will walk physical on this earth.
Kuanga ne department yo moyo mutukuvu mu butongole.
For even department of Holy Spirit officially.
Mighty move of the Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Mighty move of Holy Spirit revival and restoration.
Mwaka 2022.
Yeah, 2022.
Era babadde naye alinda ko tumalusomesa department ena simbu.
Till he to waited we teach this department that he moves.
Officier Gruewo.
His office to be opened up. And you see the teaching priest here.
We've
first been put there before you onto the earth.
Office mazo kugulawe yo moyo mtukufu.
Amen.
I've already opened up office of Holy Spirit.
Office za malaika.
Even office of angels.
Office yo moyo mtukufu.
Office of Holy Spirit.
Mvutongole kuusi.
Officially on the earth.
Amen.
Ruagamane agamalala go tudya
kwa. Someone who say that pride we shall beat it.
Nawe gendo ugakolemu oba ogulewe uba tandike.
That pride and start.
Eh agulewe mbotongole office ya malaika
bala siwe. Open up officially office of angels on the earth.
Andi aba oyizo gaita mana ne nawe gendo ugakolemu
nawo
bagana atukire.
Call it pride but you to go and act it, you see whether it will come to pass.
Kano simalala.
This is no pride.
Tuogera ku minimu ejo vunanjiswa.
We speak of responsible work.
Ngaba weriza katondo vunanjiswa.
As those who serve a responsible God.
Yes, yebasi bwenye.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubikulirwa Esulene soko nywa 20.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 20.
Ba tugambye nti bakampingira dala kunsi.
They told us they encamp on this earth.
Na ye,
but
bali mu division musanvu.
They have 7 divisions in them.
Isaba malaika.
Of the angels.
Yesu yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Bali na mu division musanvu.
They have 7 divisions.
Isaba malaika.
Of the angels.
Ezino kampinga wanokola nafe.
Those to encamp here to work with us.
Usindira mu kubikuru esuli omunano nyusoka no rokubira.
According to Revelation 8 verse 1 and 2.
Ayogiranga agamba bwa.
He speaks saying like this.
Okubikuru esuli omunana no lunyiriri olisoka.
Revelation chapter 8 from verse 1.
Boyabembula akabonera ko musanvu ne waba akasirikirira muguru. Nga kitundu kya sawa.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
Nende abamalayika musanvu abayimirira mu maso ga Katonda ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
And I saw 7 angels who stood before God, and to them were given 7 trumpets.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yesu yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tukugambye. Department ene yaba malaika batukuvu kunsi.
We've told you this department of holy angels on the earth.
Divisions musanvu.
It has 70 divisions. sent to serve those to inherit salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as we've had Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, and he say like this. Revelation chapter 8, verses
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them we are given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have 70 commanders. And they have 70 trumpets.
Each
commander with his group. And we have captains under them. Seven of them. And they have bowls of the wrath of God. Seven of them. According to Revelation chapter 15. In the verse 1. Revelation chapter 15, verses
1. Kubanga mwebio, obusungu bwa Katonda, mubutukiririra.
I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is complete the wrath of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. They showed us 70 commanders. The seven commanders of the angels who have 70 trumpets to command the seven groups of angels. But in Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, and they showed us captains who lead the seven groups of the angels, and they too are seven, and they have bowls filled with the wrath of the plagues of the wrath of God. They have captains according to Joshua chapter 5 from verse 14 to 15.
Joshua esule yokutano na olunyiriri olwekuminesatu.
Joshua chapter 5 from verse 14.
Awo Joshua weyalinga asembedde eyeriko na imusa amasoge na tunula era laba nga wayimiridde omuntu okumwolekera eyalina ekitalo ekisobole mu mukono gwe. Yoswa n'amusemberera n'amugamba nti, "Oli ku lwaffe oba oli ku lw'abalabe baffe."
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" Verse 14.
Na yugere antineda, na yomukuru wejeri ya mukama, ntuse kakano. Joshua na mufukamirira mu maso ge, na sinza na mugamba anti, mukama wanga agamba ati omuduwe.
And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the army of the Lord, am I now come?" And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, "What saith my Lord unto his servant?" Yes.
He said,
captain.
Yes.
Captain is a ruler. He leads the battalion. You know, there are commanders and captains under them. You expect who has arrived. He must be Michael.
Yes.
Let's go to the next verse.
Joshua sura yokutano nolu nyiriri ole 15.
Joshua chapter 5 verses 15.
Omukuru wajeri ya mukama nagamba Yesu anti yambule ngato yo muchigerecho kubanga ekifumo imiride kitukuvu. Joshua nakola bwatyo.
And the captain of the Lord's army said unto Joshua, "Loose your shoes from off your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. This captain. We speak of Captain Michael. Captain Archangel Michael. He's a captain that came in the war. These angels of warfare, don't you know them? They are led by Angel Michael. Now, the first group or the first division of the Captain Archangel Michael of war. One of those which encamp for the teaching priests, that we can spread work in all departments of the Church of God. And this fight warfare, according to Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says like this.
Daniel chapter 12,
in the verse
1. Omulangira omukulu ayimirira abana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera eky'okuna kuwaliramu. Ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa ku biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa. Buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the books.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When you
look to Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, the group of Angel Michael,
Captain Archangel Michael,
Captain Archangel Michael, they have to stand on these last days. We know
that he
said there will be troubles upon the church. The signs shown in the Matthew 24, verses
1
to 13. Praise Jesus much. The signs of the coming back of our Lord Jesus.
It's
time we will hear a lot of our brethren being killed. Mostly heard the nation of Afghanistan.
And
all Christians are being persecuted there. But we too, we are going to send them angels physically, not within dreams.
They
will go to murder. They will see an amazing group of warriors who appear. The seasons we are in are those. That's why God did all possible in every situation to prove that his government is taught now. God is heavenly government on the earth. And its central government on the earth. This time we see the department of the angels,
department
the seventh department.
And
right now we see its first division of the angels led by Archangel Michael, the angels of warfare, that they stand in these very days because the church is being attacked. And they say,
well,
they would have stood, they will deliver us in that persecution.
According
to we've had Daniel 12, verses 1 downwards. When he said, in those days, Michael, your prince, shall stand for the children of men. He will stand. There will be more troubles in those days. Everyone will be found written in the book of life. They will be delivered. So in this time on, we command army of angels of warfare to appear physically or to children of God being persecuted in the world, to grant a physical war when the angels are in it. Yes. That they will be put on two gun points, and they see another group descend of warriors, amazing of
njogera ku bamalayika.
I speak of angels.
Bali bennyini abalwana mu ggulu okubikulira essuula y'ekkumi.
Real ones who fought heavens in Revelation 12.
Olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana.
Verses 7 and 8.
Abakulembera malayika Michael
w'entalo. Led by angel Michael of warfare.
Okuva mu division esooka oba ekibinja ekisooka eky'abamalayika.
First division or first group of the angels.
Okubikulira essuula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo mu ggulu. Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne guba ne bamalayika baagwo.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels.
Olunyo olw'omunaana.
Verses 8.
Ne batayinza so ne batalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven.
Olunyo olw'omwenda.
Verses 9.
N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogwedda ogweyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nago.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels we are cast with him.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus much.
Habit we Daniel 12 onyo lisoka.
See Daniel 12 in the verse 1.
Malaika Michael no by nechibinja
cha. That angel Michael with his group.
Baranyimeta bayino kuimina munna kuzira ku abana bakatona.
Fight wars they have to stand in this day for children of God.
Tuko okulwana mulwatu.
To reach and fight physically.
Abantu anira abana bakatona.
As they fight for children of God.
Nga bwe bachikula mukubikwisula 12.
As they did it in Revelation 12.
Yetu akajyo kusoma.
That we've just read.
Onyo ru musampa ko romwe.
Verse 7 to 9.
Ebago ba and ba malaika be muguru,
and they cast Satan and his angels from heaven.
Era tusabanti ne munsi eyomoyo,
even in the spiritual world,
but anwe no goba emizimu ba malaika abagwa.
They begin to cast out demons, the fallen angels,
which focho necho kusonda zo paka kusonda ze
every place to the four corners of the earth.
Baba gobe baba sibisi,
as they chase them they cause them be bound
bunyo butakoma
in the bottomless pit.
Nanga ba malaika bafukulira dale emizimu bo,
these are angels who chase demons very badly.
Okusinzira mu Zaburi ya 35,
according to the Psalms 35 verses 5 and 6.
Zaburi esuli ya 35 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalms chapter 35 verses 5.
Baberenge ebisusunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo era malayika wa Mukama ng'abagoba.
Let them be as chaff,
ganya.
Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Yes.
Kubanga Daniel 12.
Was Daniel 12.
Yorisoka.
Verse 1.
Malaika Mike I not to imira
umu. Angel Malaika has to stand for us in these days.
Echi binja
chiefen his group.
Muruatu kurumbera na kugoba abayiganye kanisha.
Physically to attack and to chase those who persecute church.
Wabulera mu 12.
But Revelation 12.
Abwe twaulide.
As we heard.
Nyoriso oroma sampa ko romenda.
Verse 7 and 9.
No yakoba shitani ba malaika bo kuva mu
guru. As they cast the angels from heaven.
Erechi sachi echimu.
Still the same time
muzaburi je tusomye 35
red 35 from verse 5 and the 6
era bagobe mizimu bibinjo.
They chase demons very badly.
Omanyi bwetu batukiza Matayo 10.
You know when we fulfill Matthew 10.
Nyo lisoka.
Verses 1.
Agamanti night abayigirizo abe naba wobu Yesu.
All these disciples give them power.
Daimoni zunuzigoba.
All demons to cast them.
Kati bwetu goba.
Now when we chase.
Tukumejira ba malaika likulemedwa moyo mutukufu.
Send angels led by the Holy Spirit.
Usina mata 12 28.
Or Matthew 12 28.
Kwa gamba webanga ngobe mizimu kuwo moyo wa katonda.
Cast demons by the spirit of God.
Wakabaka wakunda bajiri.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
Atiba malaika Michael.
Now the angels Michael.
Abakulemedwa moyo mutukufu.
They are led by the Holy Spirit.
Babo be mizimu.
They chase demons.
Bajisindikira mbuserezi.
Push them into the stripali.
Nejiduka ngate jiduka.
And they run where they cannot leave the same place.
Wale dukideko mbuserezi.
Have you ever run in a slippery place you can't leave that?
Tova mchifo.
You don't shift from a place.
Aone bali okabatega.
And then they trap them.
Usinda kukubikudwa mukago nyolisoka nolokubi.
Revelation 6 verse 1 and 2.
Abatega mitego ne bakwatibwa.
And they trap them with poles, they coach them.
Aba malaika ne batukiriza.
Those are angels who fulfill.
Barume sido munana satu musa.
Romans 7.
Batufura bawanguzi nokira.
They make us more than conquerors.
Echo no division yesoka abanchi binje kisoka cha malaika.
Division of first group of angels.
Sikulembera mu captain oba archangel Michael.
Led by the captain or archangel Michael.
Wentaru
of war.
Yesu yebazibwe nyoka.
Praise Jesus much.
Then division yokubiri.
Then the second division.
Oba group yokubiri yaba malaika.
Second group of angels.
Abakulembera mu captain.
Who are led by the captain.
Oba archangel Gabriel.
Who archangel Gabriel.
Ba messenger abekigambo kya Katonda.
These are messengers of the word of God.
abategeeze ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
who come to give us the whole scriptures,
nga ekitabo kya Katonda ekitukuvu bwe kiri,
as noted in the book of truth. Yes,
tutegeeze ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
They make us, they tell us scriptures.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngabwe kiri mu Daniel suli omwenda.
As in Daniel chapter 9.
Abiri mu mpaka abiri mu
22.
Agamba bwati.
And it says like this.
Daniel esuli omwenda no lunyiriri olwabiri mu olumo.
Daniel chapter 9 from verse 21.
We wow. Bwe nali njogera mukusaba omusajja Gabriel bwe nalaba mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa olubereberye n'abuusibwa mangu n'ankomako nga mu kiseera ekya saddaaka eyakawungeezi.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of evening offering. Verse 22.
Nanjigiriza nayogera nange nagamba nti gwe Daniel kakano mfulumye okugeziwaza mukutegeera.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill and understanding.
Hey.
Yes.
Manyiba mareka Gabudieri.
You know the angels Gabriel.
A messenger.
The messengers.
Abichigambo cha Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Ekitabo cha Katonda ekitukufu bwechiri.
As the holy book of God is.
Aliokeba kolini bakabona abayigiriza.
And they will work with the teaching priests.
Ukusina mu Daniel.
According to Daniel.
Esule ye 10.
Chapter 10.
Onyolwabiri.
Verse 20.
Maka abiri mu
21. Let's read we here.
Daniel esule ye 10 inolunyiriri ola 22.
Daniel chapter 10 and verse 20.
Naliyo kayogera nti omanche mvudde njija joli. Nekakano nedde yo kulona no mulangiro webu Perusi. Erabu endiva yo laba. Omulangiro webu yonani alija.
Then said he, know you why I am come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21.
Naye nakubulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa ebyamazima. So si wali ali ku luyi lwange okulwanyisa abo. Wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes. You know Angel Gabriel.
Yes, asobola okulwana naye tali experienced mu ntalo.
Yes, he can fight but is not experienced in wars.
Bo arunji mkuleta okutegeera ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
These are good in bringing understanding of holy scriptures.
Naye nabo baluwana.
But them too can fight.
Banga nabo bali mujiri ya Mukama.
Them too are in the army of God.
Naye nga majorly bali ba messenger.
But majorly they are messengers.
Abichigambo cha Katonda.
Of the word of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
Of the holy scriptures.
Okuva mu kitabo akatunda ekitukuvu ekyomukulu.
The holy book of God within heaven.
Era nga batuukiriza n'ebyo ebiri mu kunsi.
And they fulfill even both on this earth.
Nga ebyandiko ebiri mu kitabo ekitukuvu kunsi.
For those scriptures not in the holy book of this earth.
Yajula mu kitabo ekitukuvu ekyomukulu.
The one which you have gotten from the holy book of heaven.
So mu Luke sura soka abiri mu kaga.
So in Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
Malaika oba ekibinja kya malaika Gabriel.
The group of angels Gabriel.
Singe nnyo ba messenger b'ekigambo kya Katonda.
They are messengers of the word of God.
Abaleeta okutegeera ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
Who bring the understanding of the holy scriptures. Let's read we here.
Luke sulisoka nolunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaga.
Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
Awo mu mwezi ogwo mukaga malaika Gabriel natumibwa Katonda mu kibuga kya Galilaya. Erinnya lyacho Nazareti.
And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Yes.
Buba messenger batumibwa Katonda.
Messengers they are sent by God.
Biye kigambo kya Katonda.
Concerning the word of God. The holy scriptures.
Era baleta okutegeera skills n'okutegeera.
And they bring skill and understanding.
Okumanya n'okutegeera okwebyandikwa ebitukuvu.
Knowledge and understanding of the holy scriptures.
So bayambira kuddala bakabona abayigiriza.
So they help straight the teaching priests.
Awamu ne kandisa yonna.
Together with the entire church.
All departments zonna
bwiziri. All departments as they are.
Yes, yebazi bwenyewe.
Praise Jesus much.
So tuna division eyo kusatu.
So we have the third division.
Oba group eyo kusatu yaba malaika.
Or the third group of the angels.
Abakulembera mu Captain,
who are led by the captain,
Archangel Michael, Archangel Owebi Pimo,
or the Archangel of the scales of measurements,
amanyiduanga Raphael,
who is known as Raphael,
or Tigris,
or Tigris.
Amareka babirona bisera.
These are angels of seasons and times.
Amareka bakutukiriza bonnabbi.
These are angels to fulfill prophecy.
Amareka abasawo.
The angels who appear as doctors. They treat us in the spiritual and the physical worlds. They heal all form of diseases. He said, be healed. And they do the healing.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. These are spoken of Revelation 6, verses 5 to 6. And he
said
like this. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 5.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokusatu, nga kyogera nti jangu. Nendaba, era laba, embalasi enzirugavu.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hand. Verse
6.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see, you had not the oil and the wine.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. So we have that third division, the third group of the angels. Who are led by the captain or archangel of the scales, known as Angel Raphael or Tigris, to mean an angel of the scales or measurements. Yes. Those are angels who are of prophecy. They fulfill works in the times and seasons.
Angels
who appear as doctors to treat in the spiritual and the physical world. As we've had Revelation 6, verse 5-6. And there are those within Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It's spoken of like this. Zechariah chapter 2, in the verse 1.
Era laba.
I lifted up my eyes again and looked. And behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Verse 2.
And
then said I, where go you? He said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Zechariah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that man you see in there is the angel of the measurements. They measure all that we need. And they measure life, that of the blood and the treat, these sicknesses we get on this earth, and they did end there, and they fulfill prophecy, those in the Holy Scriptures, of the angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God, as they hearken to the voice of his word. Psalms 103 verse 20. But not only that, they even watch over territories, the lands that we need. They can measure and even put a hedge, as they did on Job, on everything you possess.
And
you too, you walk, but they have hedged you, as they say. Angel of fire, we've measured according to this person, put these tannies of fire to hedge this person.
Oh,
when moves, demons want to follow him and beat him. And measure, tell angel of fire, put upon this one this edge of fire in this measure.
Now
this department, we love it. This division. Yes.
tubeetaaga
we need them
kubanga beba bali mu kubikulu b'essula ey'ekkumi n'emu
for there are those in Revelation chapter 11
olunyiri olusooka n'olwokubiri
verses 1 and 2
atusome nga tukomekereza
let's read as we wind up
okubikulu b'essula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiri olusooka
Revelation chapter 11 in the verse 1
n'empeebwa olumuli olufaanana ng'omuggo malayika ng'ayogera nti golokoka ogere yeekaalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, Rise, and measure of the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. Yes. Measure up their places. Those who worship, it will be counted to be known. Even they will be given protection. Those are done by that third group.
The
third division of the angels in the seventh department.
God
is the heavenly government on the earth.
The
department of the angels.
So let's
see the division of the fourth group.
Kulembiramu Captain oba Archangel Abaddon.
He's led by Captain or Archangel Abaddon.
Malaika w'obunnyo obutakoma.
Angel of the bottomless pit.
Ekkomeri ya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Geyena.
Hell.
Yesu yebazibwa nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Bavunaanyizibwa kusiba emizimu.
They are responsible to binding demons.
Bamalaika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
N'okusiba emyoyo abonoonya abambudde emibiri.
Even binding spirits of the evils who committed evils.
Obunnyo obutakoma.
In the bottomless pit. Revelation 9 verse 11
Urobudde katubayisemu katono.
Time which is by pastors.
Okubikulirwe sura y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Revelation 9 verse 11
Zirina kabaka wazo malayika ow'obunnya obutakoma erinnya mu Lwebbulaniya Abaddoni ne mu Luyonaani ayina erinnya Apolooni.
And he had a king over them who is the angel of the bottomless pit whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek tongue, he has the name Apollyon. Yes. Angel Abaddon. Of the chains. And his group. They have the key of the bottomless pit. The binding Satan there. And his demons. That's why we don't bind them in the desert. Neither in the water bodies. But in the bottomless pit. According to Revelation chapter 20. Verses 1 and 2. He says like this. Revelation chapter 20. In the verse 1.
Nende bamalayika ngaka okuva muguru. Nga lina kisumuluzo ekyobunnya obutakoma n'olujagira olunene mu mukono gwe.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand.
Olunya olw'okubiri.
Verse 2.
N'akwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda, ye muli olyomi era Setaani, n'agusibira emyaka lukumi.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, who is the devil. And Satan, and bound him a thousand years.
Olinyo lokusatu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus, man.
So, ekibinja kya malaika Abaddon abenjikire.
So, group of angels Abaddon of the chain.
Era abayina ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma.
And those with the key of the bottomless pit.
Manyiddwa ng'ekkomera lya Katonda.
It's known as the prison of God.
Geyena.
Hell.
Bavunaanyizibwa kusiba emizimu.
They are responsible to binding demons.
Malaika abaagwa abaasigalira wano.
Fallen angels who remained on this earth.
Awamu.
Together.
N'okusiba emyoyo gy'abonoonya abambula emibiri.
Binding spirits of the evil mankind who unclothe their bodies.
Abagaana okwenenyeza ddala paka mu kufa oba mu kwambula omubiri.
To repent to the point of dying go unclothing their bodies.
Bano bagabanyiziddwamu nabo groups bili.
These two are divided into groups.
Waliwo abakola ku kufa.
They are those who work on the mission of death.
Ebiito okujja bambule emyoyo gy'abantu.
That they do to unclothe spirits of people from the bodies. Killing plans of the crafty.
Sure.
They are responsible of that. Then there are the other group working exactly within the bottomless pit hell. They call hell. Revelation chapter 6.
Okubikulirwe sura y'omukaga n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelation chapter 6 and verse 7.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okuna n'empulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, Come and see.
Orinyolo munana.
Verse 8.
Nendaba era laba. Embalase ya chenvu. Ne yali atuddeko erinyalye kufa. Ne magombe nagenda naye. Ne bawebwa buyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna ekyensi. Okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
And I looked and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death and hell, followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with anger and with disease and with the living creatures of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So division yokuna eyaba malaika.
Now the first division of angels. Within it there are two groups.
Abakora kufa,
those who work on the mission of death,
kwambula emiyo gy'abantu
mu mubiri, and those spirits of the mankind from their bodies,
n'ensolo n'obutonde obulala,
even animals with other creations,
ate nga bebamu bebatta enkwe z'abagerengetanya,
and they are the same who kill the plans of the crafty.
Obatuma mu lutalu,
you send them in the warfare,
basazaamu enteekateeka z'omubi Sitaani,
and they cancel the preparation of the evil one Satan.
Mulimu bali abakora mu geyena.
Now there are those who work within hell. Those called hell. They work on the torments within the bottomless pits.
And
those are within the brief in that group. We have the division. Fifth division. Called the fifth group of the angels.
It's led by the captain or archangel of water and the whole creation.
Captain or archangel of water and the whole creation,
Malaika Ariel,
who is known by the name Angel Ariel.
He's
angel of water, rainfall,
Gayanja,
the seas, oceans, and all the creations. You know, even on the ark of Noah, he led them into it. Up to the ark. He led them in the wars which were in Egypt. We saw of the flies, the frogs, the lice, and the many others. Even on this time, we are going to see many more others. Revelation 16 verse 3.
Amen. Okubikulirwe sura ye 16 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Revelation chapter 16 and verse 3.
Okubikulirwe sura ye 16 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Revelation chapter 16 and verse 3.
Owokubiri nafuka ekibyakye mu nnyanja, ne wabawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja.
And the second angel poured out his bowl upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living thing died in the sea.
Orinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Owokusatu nafuka ekibyakye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi, ne wabawo omusaayi.
And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of the waters, and there became blood.
Orinyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukuvu, kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo.
And I heard the angel of water say, you are righteous, O Lord, who is and was and shall be, because you have judged thus.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much. Revelation 16, verse 3 unto 5. We see of angel of water and all the creations. Because in those seasons, still he was the one who was in Egypt. When he commanded to turn all rivers into blood, and he let the creations come involved in the war in the land of Egypt. Prophet Moses, when God commanded him to take children of Israel from Egypt,
to
take them in the land of Canaan, according to those red Psalms 87, verses 49, up to
40,
the one, and he says this, 49 to 51.
Psalm 78
and the verse 49.
Yabakasukako busungu bwe obukambwe, n'okunyiga n'okunyiikaala n'okunakuwala ekibinja ky'abamalayika abaleeta obubi.
He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath and indignation and trouble by sending avenging angels among them.
Olunyo lwatano.
Verse 50.
Yakubira obusungu bw'ekkubo, teyasaasira mmeeme zaabwe okufa, naye n'awaayo obulamu bwabwe eri olumbe.
He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to pestilence.
Olunyolotano mulumu.
Verse 51.
Nako abereberye bonna abali mu Misiri, abasinga amaanyi mu weema za Kam.
And he struck down all the firstborns in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
So, mareka wabuto wa mazi.
So, angel of water.
Ere wabuto onde.
And of creations.
Ariel.
Ariel.
Wetusumyo burunji mkubikuru wa kumi na mukago. Nyo kusara kwa kuru okutani.
Read well Revelation 16 verse 3 to 5.
Yo yakule mina mwere wabuto onde misi.
He's the one who led all creations within Egypt.
Murutaru.
In that war.
Erai yakule mbira mmatabaga Noah.
And is the one who led in the floods of Noah.
Tondo kuyingira muri atoli ya Noah.
Creations to enter the ark of Noah.
So naye agenda kuba akola ateka munkole emirimu.
So he too is going to put in action those works.
Biro ebyo yalinga Musa.
In the season of the one like Moses who is on the world.
Muri mugwegumu mukuyitwa kwensi yonna.
In the same work of the worldwide call.
Ebisinga tujja kongera bimanya kuiye.
More of those we shall know of on him.
Naye katulabe division eyomukaga.
But let's see of the sixth division.
Ekibinja kya malaika ekyomukaga.
The sixth group of angels.
Kikulemberamo captain oba archangel womuliro.
Who is led by captain or archangel of fire.
Manyikidwa nga Kamuelo.
Known as Kamuel.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much. Yes.
Wocha.
Burning,
Garwade,
sicknesses,
maniga, chizikiza,
powers of darkness,
marogo,
witchcrafts,
kukola, ikomera ku, matuare gavana wa katonde,
creating hedges of fire on territories of children of God,
nekubana wa katonde,
even on children of God. As they surrounded the prophet Elisha in the 2 Kings chapter 6 15 downwards. Let's read we here.
2
Kings chapter 6 from verse 15.
Awo omuddu w'omusajja wa Katonda bwe yagolokoka enkya n'afuluma, laba eje n'embalaasi n'amagaali nga bizingizza ekibuga. Omuddu we n'amugamba nti, zitusanze mukama wange, tunaakola tutya?
And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an army compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do?
Olunyolo 16.
Verse 16.
Naddamu nti totya, kubanga abali naffe banji okusinga abali nabo.
And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Olunyolo 17.
Verse 17.
Elisa n'asaba n'ayogera nti, mukama wange, nkwegayiridde, omuzibula amaaso galabe. Awo mukama n'azibula amaaso g'omulenzi n'alaba. Awo laba, olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Elisa.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Hey.
Yes.
Amareka bomuliro.
Angels of fire.
Balasi zomuliro.
On the horses of fire.
Division yomukage yaba amareka.
This division of the angels.
Bavunanyizwa kocha ayindwadde.
They are responsible to burning diseases. Burning powers of darkness. Burning demons. To build upon us hedges of fire.
N'ebintu byaffe byonna okubikuuma.
All our possessions to watch over them.
Ng'ebaakuumanga Yobu.
As the protected Job.
Mu kubikkulirwa essuula eno ey'14.
In Revelation 14 verse 18.
Bakulemberamu oyo malayika akulira omuliro.
They are led by the angel in charge of fire.
Amanyikiddwa nga Kamuel.
Angel Kamuel.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'14 n'olunyiriri olw'18.
Revelation 14 verse 18.
Ne malayika omulala n'ava ku kyoto. Ye yalina obuyinza ku muliro. nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti teekako ekiwabyo ekyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba by'omuzabbibu gw'ensi kubanga ezzabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala.
And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire and cried out with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
So what do you malaika akulira omuliro?
So there is an angel with charge of fire
from
the golden altar of God, which is in the middle of the cherubims.
Ezekiel 10
verse
1
to 5 shows that's why God's cherubim get fire put in his palms and
he
comes down, burn powers of darkness, sicknesses, put hedges upon the earth, and many others. As in the Genesis 19,
23-24,
they burnt down Sodom and Gomorrah. Even then they can pass through, burn all powers of homosexuality. They burn all powers of homosexuality, all powers of darkness, and the four sicknesses. In, when you make prayers, always remember them. For they are in work, working.
The last division
of group,
division,
the seventh division, seventh group of the angels. This is taken by the captain,
or
the archangel of the seal of God, known as Jophiel.
Akola n'omwoyo omutukuvu okuteeka siiru ya Katonda ku baana ba Katonda.
He works, the Holy Spirit put the seal of children of God.
Abawulira enjiri y'obulokozi.
Who hear the gospel of salvation.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa n'obutuukirivu.
Gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Ne bagikkiriza era ne bateeka mu nkola.
And they believe it put in action.
Kino kye kibinja kya malayika.
This is the group of angels.
Ekikwasaganya.
Which handles
okusiringa abaana ba Katonda.
The sealing children of God.
Ekibinja oba division ya malayika ey'omusanvu.
The division or group of angels, the seventh.
Abakulemberamu kapiteni oba archangel owa siru ya Katonda.
Who are led by the captain or archangel of the seal of God.
Amanyiddwa nga angel Jophiel.
Who is known as angel Jophiel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation 7, verse 2-3, they are spoken of like this. Revelation 7 and the verse 2.
Nendaba malayika omulala ng'alinnya okuva ebuvanjuba, ng'alina akabonero ka Katonda omulamu, n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba malayika abana abaweebwa okwonoona ensi n'enjuba.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Verse 3.
Nga yogera nti temwonoona nsi newankubadde ennyanja newankubadde emiti okutuusa lwe tulimala okuteeka akabonero abaddu ba Katonda baffe abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byennyi byabwe.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So
this group is responsible to sealing children of God with the seal of God.
Say
by angel of the seal of God,
who
is known as angel Jophiel.
And
these work together with the Holy Spirit to seal all those who hear the gospel of salvation, gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse 14. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13.
Era namwe muye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, Yes. They work with the Holy Spirit to seal the children of God. That calleth the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth.
Department
of the Holy Spirit in this
place.
That we shall hear of the other time. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, even to spread them far. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.